This is a recording of Dr. Tom Rozelle for Sunday, December 27th, 2015. You can listen to this program live every Sunday afternoon from 12 noon to 1 p.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Dr. Tom Rozelle live right now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle live in studio, waiting to take your phone calls on any aspect of integrative and natural therapeutics that you might have a question about. Perhaps you've tried, you've applied, you've done all those things that, you know, come up with the same old nothing. Well, here's an opportunity. Call me, 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. Five. Love to talk to you today. It is the Sunday after festivity at the end of and almost finishing up with the, you know, the end of the year. We went through Hanukkah. We just finished Christmas. And now we're looking forward to the last celebration for 2015. It's called the Debauchery of New Year's. So what we're going to talk about is, how do we change that attitude of going out and partying and playing and drinking way too much and eating things that you shouldn't be eating again? You know, the things that you already feel like, oh my God, I can't wait to the end of the year so I can start what I need to get done to change all of this. Well, we're going to talk about resolution versus commitment today a little bit, because I promised you that week, and we're going to give you step-by-step opportunity, capacity to be able to put those things into position. Those of you, you know, who already have a copy of my book, Ageless Health, Health is a Do-It-Yourself Program, know that there is a whole section on that. Just want you to know, want you to give you a heads up, because after I'm done today, you're going to want to go out and get that so you have something in front of you. But listen and replay this program repetitively, because I'm going to give you the opportunity, if you will, the steps to take control of your life. 888-630-9625. You know, the doctors at the Rozelle Center for Healing have dedicated themselves to you throughout the year. And I want to tell you a little bit about that and what dedication and commitment means. They are committed to your getting better than where you are right now today. See, the only thing that you lose by showing up, not showing up tomorrow better than you are today, is the chance to increase your physical presence and capacity and health and energetics. See, you don't get to do it and back up. You only can move forward. You can only have what you have now. So if you're showing up today just like you were yesterday and just like you were the day before, you haven't gone anywhere. You haven't moved off. And then you wonder why you get stuck. And see, there's this axiom, is that if you don't change something, you continue to do what you're doing. And that's called deterioration and breakdown. The flow of life, of your physical capacity, is simply this. You started. That means you were born. And then you go through your life. You keep moving towards another end piece. But that middle piece is the one that's important. That's the one that gives you everything that you want to achieve, learn, do, and be present in. But some of us think that it's just an automatic situation, and that we're done to instead of us doing it to ourselves. Remember, you think that it's going to be done to you instead of you taking control of yourself and then moving towards that game. So you can take that middle section, you know, after you started in this life, and extend it as long as you want to and have an impact. Those of you who attended the Ageless Health seminar this year, Brain Body Connection, learned that the nervous system and your brain are very plastic and they're very influenceable. You can move and do from a structural, chemical, emotional, environmental way that you can change that middle section, you know, called your life, your timeline, your presence on this planet, and make it anything that you want, providing that you do something different than what you're doing now. So here's the deal. You have to do something different. So coming up next week is New Year's. And so we all do something crazy. We make these New Year's resolutions. So I'm going to encourage you that this year, instead of making a New Year's resolution that you're going to fail at, most of you will, you know, you do the same old resolutions year in and year out. You know, you want to lose weight, you want to quit smoking, you want to cut the stress, you want to, you know, decrease your alcohol consumption, you don't want to eat as many fat foods as you normally do, the sugars, and get rid of that stuff. and that, you know, you want to get a little bit more sleep and so forth. Those are all resolutions. I will resolve to do this. Well, those are promises to yourself that you end up breaking most of the time. So instead of a resolution, what I want you to consider is, how about a commitment? Let's commit to something. Now, what's a commitment? A commitment is different than a resolution. It's still a promise. It's still a promise to yourself, but you're going to commit to doing something that is different, not moving away from, okay? In a resolution, I'm going to stop eating all the garbage that I normally eat. A resolution is I'm going to stop these cigarettes. A resolution is I'm going to lose weight. Well, that's why most of you fail, is because you break your resolution to yourself. So what's the difference, and why is a commitment more powerful? Well, the power of a commitment is simply this. It is a new target. It is a vision of you. It is an ultimate endpoint that you want to move from where you are right now to where you want to go. Not looking back and moving away from something. You know, I don't want to smoke anymore. I don't want to eat this junk anymore. I'm not going to drink this alcohol anymore. I'm going to, you know, I want to get rid of this weight that I have on my body. No, a commitment is moving towards something that is far more powerful. What does that mean? Okay, so if I offer you a cigarette and you have recently quit smoking and you say that I've quit, no thank you, then I know in my brain that at some point you're going to smoke again, because what's in your brain is smoking. I gave up the cigarettes. I'm not smoking cigarettes anymore. I quit smoking. The mantra is smoking, smoking, smoking. And what you think about most often and look at is what you're going to be drawn to and what you're going to do. So how do we quit smoking or give up the cigarettes and not have that negative anchor? What is a commitment? A commitment is I want to breathe better. A commitment is I want to have greater energy. A commitment is I want to be able to have color in my skin instead of the placid look that I have because of the smoking I used to do. So, but if I hand you a cigarette and I say to you, would you like a cigarette? And you say, no, I don't smoke. Then you have visualized yourself as someone other than a smoker. It's not that I quit smoking. I don't do those anymore. It's that I'm not a smoker. Thanks. I really, you know, give them to somebody else who you want to die. But in my situation, I'm somebody who has energy. I want to breathe better. I want to move forward towards something. And so there's pieces to commitment. Okay. I want to weigh 185 pounds at 12% body fat. And right now you're sitting at 225 at about 28% body fat. See, the difference is not losing the weight. You want to move towards something. So the question becomes, what does the person who weighs 185 pounds at 12% body fat do on a day-to-day basis, on a regular basis, that a person who weighs all that other weight at that other fat level doesn't do? So you would begin to set the standard. I want to weigh. Your goal to get to, goal commitment, has to be very specific. It has to be very definitive. It has to have a time frame. And the time frame has to be reasonable enough that you know that you can do it, but it has to be just outside the box so you know you have to reach for it. It can't be just sitting there in front of you, because then there's really no challenge in getting it done. It's nothing different than what you're doing right now. So you have to reach above and beyond. So if you want to weigh 185 pounds at 12% body fat, guys, and a woman, you know, you may want to be like 140 pounds at about 20% body fat or 22% body fat. What does a person who looks like that have to do on a day-to-day basis? See, if you look at losing the weight, once you've lost the weight, what's going to keep you there with the weight off? Unless you visualize yourself as something different than where you are right now, that you look at yourself in a better place, if you look at yourself as reaching forward and continuing to make the change so incrementally every day of your life you're doing something different, you're going to go backwards. You're going to end up with the same weight. That's why the weight loss industry in this country is a multi-billion dollar industry. And the success rate of all the people that go on weight loss is about 94 to 95%. There's only 5% of you that really keep most of that weight off for a period for a length of time, or maybe forever. The rest of you keep going back to the fat farm. The rest of you keep going back and saying, you know, I got to do this. How about, you know, January 1? January 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, in the first 30 days of January, the gyms, the spas, you know, all the guys around this area have huge increases in membership because people say, I'm going to do something. But instead of going and just joining the gym, because that's the goal, that's the resolution, I'm going to join the gym. Instead of doing that, the goal has to be, I want to move forward. You know, yesterday, we watched the Redskins win. Yay, Redskins, right? It was a great, great thing. And, you know, I'm very interested in sports across the board, football, because I played in college and my son played, and I've treated many of the NFL players over the years as I do now. And here's something with this team. For them, it's about maturation and getting better and growing. It's not about, I want to get to whatever. I want to, and they want to continue to move forward. They want to continue to grow. They want to get better. They want to get stronger. They want to develop. They keep adding. It's not moving away from, well, we're not going to lose any more games. If they think about losing games, they're going to what? They're going to lose more games because they think about what they did wrong and they want to try to avoid what they did wrong. What they have to do is a mantra that I've tried to teach many players over the years is called PIP. Picture it perfect. In your mind, picture it perfect. And if you see the outcome perfectly each time, your nervous system then begins to move forward towards that perfect picture. If you picture yourself as a 185-pound person at 12% body fat, you'll continue to move towards that visualization. But you have to give yourself not only the picture, but you have to give yourself time frames. And you have to give yourself rewards at the end of its celebration. And sometimes it's a matter of, oh, my God, look at this buff body. You know, as we go on to the program today, we're going to talk about exercises that you shouldn't do, things that make life really bad for you. But I want you to get a handle on this. You know, losing weight, quitting smoking, cutting the stress out, you know, decreasing alcohol consumption, the things that we talk, get rid of the sugar, get rid of fried foods and so forth. Those only have temporary impact. Because you created enough emotional pain in your body that you said, enough is enough. Enough is enough. So if you don't have something to move forward towards, like 185 pounds of 12% body fat, I want to be able to breathe much better. I want to be able to relax and go into meditative and prayer state. I want to be able to, you know, look at other things as my fulfillment in life and look to find those things and add them to your lives, you're never going to stay the course. You're going to back off. That's why resolutions don't work. Commitments do. So this year, New Year's, I want you to make the commitment to yourself. What does that commitment look like? What is the end product? Don't say I'm going to quit or lose or do. I want you to visualize an outcome. I want you to sit down in a very quiet place. I want you to take a piece of paper, and I want to say, I want to have a body free of pain. I want to have a body that is able to do X. I want to be able to have the mental clarity of. I want to be able to have the strength of. I want to be able to do whatever it is. And then what you do is say, what does it take to make that happen? What are the resources around me? What are my time frames? Who do I have to associate with? Who do I hang out with? Because I can tell you something. If you hang out with people who are going to go to the bar on Friday night and have pizza and hot dogs and fried wings and so forth, whatever that commitment is that you decide about, you're not going to get done. So it's going to be a pricey decision on your part. There is a price, and we're going to talk about price. See, there's what do you want? What is that commitment? And then the next question is, how bad do you really want it? How bad do you really want it? Because what you really want has a price. It has a price. It may mean that you can't go to the same old bistro anymore. It may be that, you know, your fat buddy who is always grabbing the pizza after work, you can't hang out with him anymore. Save that thought for a second. We're going to come up to a break. We'll be right back after some important messages, and we're going to talk about this thing called commitment and the things that you need to do. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell live. Indeed, I'm in studio. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Many of you are on the highways and byways coming back in from over the woods at Grandma's house. And I hope you had a great time with family and friends and really enjoyed this very, very loving and peaceful and sacred holiday season. Again, I'd like to belatedly, if you hadn't heard me before, wish many of you a happy Hanukkah and a very blessed Merry Christmas belatedly. Coming up New Year's, we're talking about the resolutions that we shouldn't be making. And they should be straight out commitments in your life. And a commitment is a vision. It's a change. It's something different than where you are right now. It's not giving up of something. It's moving towards something else. But before we do that, Carolyn, you've been very patient. How can I help you?
Hello. Thank you, Dr. Rozelle. Love your show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. My mom is 99 plus years old.
Oh, God bless her.
She will be 100 in February. And just this year, she's had multiple UTIs, the most recent in November. And she hasn't been able to get back to urinating on her own. She also had a lower back problem. It was not kidney. The kidney scan and the creatinine were all fine.
Okay.
I just wanted your advice, please, on what you might recommend so that her volume and voiding would be higher. I catheterize her a few times a day.
Okay, Carolyn, so there's a couple things that you need to look at pretty quickly with your mother.
Yeah.
You know, at that age, what we see as we get older, and we're going to talk about traditional Chinese medicine and an acupuncture setting first, and I'm going to move it into a neurological path then. As we get older, our life force in Chinese medicine is called qi.
Yes.
And it is specifically kidney qi. There's 12 different channels, but kidney is our substance that gives us, from a Chinese point of view, our existence, our life, our force, and so forth. And as we get older, that kidney qi begins to break down. And so what you see with older people is a couple things. As the kidney qi begins to decrease, the emotion that's associated with it is courage, and it goes into the opposite, which is fear. And so older people have less courage, more fear patterns as they get progressively older. When you can tell somebody who's vibrant and strong that they usually have that savoir faire as they get older. That's that vibrancy, that kidney qi. Now, the kidneys are influenced by that kidney meridian, that kidney qi, that energetic. Now, so it could be a problem with the kidney energy not being strong enough, not being vibrant enough, particularly if there's been any other health issues over a period of time. The second thing that you look at relative to urinary flow, particularly in this situation where your mother's creatinine is normal, I'm assuming the bun level's normal, and I'm assuming, you know, there's no pathology, is the neurological circuits to the kidney. The nerves from or that go to the kidney come from the low back. So if your mother's had some back issues, then it tells me that perhaps that these nerves from the spine are being impaired. Their signal is not what it should be. So if it was my mother, I would do two things. Is your mother mobile? Is she functional?
She's able, since the lower back pain has gotten much, much, much better, 99% better. She's able to go from the bed to her bedside commode on her own.
Okay. So the first thing I would do, if you can get an acupuncturist to come to the house, that would be phenomenal. You're in Maryland, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So Maryland has a school there in Columbia. You might be able to contact the school and have somebody, you know, ask them for their suggestions, because I know that that there are people who will do that. There are chiropractors out there who use non-force type of techniques. They use activator, which is an adjusting instrument that would be useful and would not be in any way detrimental to your mother. But the combination of those things could help, making sure that your mother's getting enough water, you know, to keep the plumbing open, so to speak. And, you know, so, and you may want to add just a little bit of sea salt to the water that she drinks. Not a lot. And I'm talking about just a few granules every time she has a cup of water, not to exceed less than an eighth of a teaspoon, maybe a 16th of a teaspoon a day, but it going directly into water. That won't help her. Sea salt doesn't act like regular table salt, which is sodium chloride. It actually will supply the mineralization that can be very useful to the body and allow that done. But those are the things that I would do first. I would do whatever I could to get an acupuncturist to come to the house and a chiropractor who uses activator technique, or even somebody that does the work of the doctors at the Rozelle Center that does applied kinesiological work. There's some people that I do know in Maryland. There's one in Baltimore that I think very highly of, another one in Rockville. You can send me a note. I'll send you their names. They may know somebody. We can do that. But that's where I would start if that was my mother.
Okay. Doctor, she also drinks coconut water rather than regular water. It's easier to swallow. Do you agree with that?
Coconut water is great. Make sure it's organic.
It is organic.
Okay,
yes.
And it's very hydrating, but it shouldn't replace regular water. You really need regular water as well.
Oh.
And you want to make sure that you never give her water that's in a plastic bottle. It should be in a glass bottle.
Yes.
Artesian water from the Alps, that sort of thing. Don't give her bubbly at this point because of the phosphorus.
Mm-hmm.
If you do that, give her, kind of mix it up a little bit for her. But don't put the salt in the coconut water, okay?
Okay.
No. So try those things and, you know, let me know what the outcome is. Carolyn, I really appreciate your phone call. I hope that was useful to you. But those are the things that would encourage that. And, you know, if you get the acupuncturist to come to the house, they'll show you some of the reflexes you can help your mother with, you know, your caretaker for her as it is. But those things will work. And there are doctors of acupuncture, doctors of chiropractic that will make home calls. So just check it out. You can call the Maryland Chiropractic Association. They'll have some referrals for you. Call the school. It used to be called Tysophia. Now it's Maryland University of Acupuncture, something like, or Integrative Therapeutics. Give them a call and see if they can help you out. But I'm very confident that that may be a good place for you to start. We're coming up to a break at the bottom of the hour. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Don't go away. I got some things for you.
Neuromuscular dentistry is more than just teeth and gums. Temporomandibular joint disorder can be painful, and only a skilled neuromuscular dentist can diagnose and treat it. If you are in pain and suffering from TMD, call the neuromuscular dentistry experts at Soft Touch Dental Care. Learn more about TMD and how Dr. Michael Chung has successfully treated his patients. Call 703-319-6990 for a complimentary consultation or visit bestinsmile.com. That's 703-319-6990 or visit bestinsmile.com.
My credit card debt was killing me. The interest rates were crazy. With Avant's lower fixed rates, I now have money and a life.
I needed money to pay off my credit card debt. Avant gave me a fixed rate that was way less than I was paying.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and it can be an endless hassle to get a loan at a bank. Join the thousands of people who have turned to Avant to pay off their credit cards at a lower fixed rate. There are no added fees or charges on unsecured loans, and you could have money in your account in as little as one business day, and it only takes a few minutes to apply. And right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates at no risk and to get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 900 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 900. Loans are made by WebBank. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Get a 65-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TV for just $999. Let me say that again. $999. Wow. Let's go big on sound. How about 10% off Bose game-changing sound systems? Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture and a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation, second to none. And this is huge. We doubled the length of your TV warranty free, which means if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. Plus, you get free delivery. That's big. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Subaru wants to share the love. That's right. It's our Share the Love event at Stolman Subaru. The 2015 Subaru Forester is a dynamic car that you will love. During Subaru's Share the Love event, when you get a great deal on a new Subaru, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice in participating charities. Come on down to Stolman Subaru. All Subaru models are easy on gas and service.
Come down to Stolman Subaru. Family owned and operated for over 80 years. Located in Tyson's Corner and now Sterling too. Go to StolmanSubaru.com today.
Do you suffer from the debilitating symptoms of chronic pain, swelling, and loss of joint motion due to arthritis? Are you taking drugs like Celebrex and Vioxx or other super aspirin prescriptions? If you are, you're increasing the risk of heart attack and stroke. by up to 50%. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle, host of Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, Sundays at 12 noon. Why live with pain or the dangerous side effects of drugs when the doctors at the Rozelle Center for Healing, practicing 21st century integrative medicine, can help you experience relief like never before? Simple, safe, chiropractic, acupuncture, and nutritional care can provide significant relief from arthritic pain in less than 6 weeks. More than 70% of our patients experience a return to life far beyond their expectations. Give yourself the best gift possible, freedom from arthritic pain, naturally. Call today to schedule an appointment. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rozellecare.com.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. I'm in studio. I'd love to take your phone calls. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Let's set a standard for you this year. Let's see what we can do for your New Year's commitment. Remember, we said there's a difference between commitment and resolutions. You know, coming up New Year's Eve, we're going to make all these resolutions, and you know, it's a time for celebration and optimism and reflection. And I hope you do that without drug impairment, meaning all that alcohol that's going to go into your body. And unfortunately, those are the prime motivators. And I got to do whatever. I'm not really. You just, you know, you have to really understand that you have to have a clear vision of what it is that you want. So at the end of the year, you know, we take stock of our goals and the things that we've done and haven't done and so forth, and we kind of revamp them for the next 12 months. The problem is that because of a resolution is so kind of namby-pamby that we drop those goals off pretty quickly, and it's not a commitment. And we said a commitment is a change in vision. It's a change in direction. It's a change in not moving away from something, but moving towards something else. So we have to put these things into perspective. You know, what are you going to do that's different this year? But the thing of it is what are you going to change about yourself? See, there's a flow called be, do, have. Everybody wants to have something, so we all go out and try to figure out what we got to do to get there. But that's not the direction. The direction is, who do we have to be? What change do we have to make within ourselves ultimately to do the things that ultimately produce the things that we say that we want? Think about that for a second. If you don't change your attitude, if you don't change the identity that you see in the mirror, then all these decisions, these resolves, these resolutions fall through. And that's what happens every year. We fail. We quit because it's not consistent with the picture in the mirror. So we got to change the picture. We got to change who it is that's running the ship, because right now you can't trust yourself. Because when it comes to your health, you're doing the same old, over and over again. You think by taking more drugs and maybe, oh, I'm going to go in and have that CAT scan. Oh, maybe I'm going to go in and do whatever. And yeah, maybe I'll let them do the surgery. They've been bugging me for such a long period of time. But you're doing damage control. Damage control is not okay. You have to fix something other than the do. You're not going to do unless you change the you. You have to change you. So, you know, when we celebrate this week in the beginning of 2016 and we look forward to the year with optimism and we reflect that there might be something better for us in the future, if you don't define it specifically around yourself, you end up with the same stuff, nothing. So what is it that you really want? In a perfect world, if I gave you a magic wand, what is it that you would create for yourself? The next question is, who do you have to be? What do you have to change about yourself to make a difference moving forward? Charlene, how can I help you?
Hi, Dr. Rozelle. I've been bothered with this ankle swelling up every day for the last week. And when I get it up at night, when I go to bed, I raise it on two pillows and I put cold on it. When I wake up in the morning, it looks fine, but as soon as I start getting on it, it starts to swell up again.
Okay, only the last 2 weeks, correct?
Last week, actually.
Okay.
Maybe a week and a half.
Right side or left side?
Left side.
Okay. Any other swelling in the left side? Anything moving up towards the ankle? Anything of that nature?
Well, yesterday, the Baker's cyst on the back of that left knee started to act up. So I've got that going on today, too.
Okay. So what? First thing that we know is that lymphatic system exchanges fluid. It brings it all the way down, all the way up. Also, the venous system. What goes back up towards your heart and lungs is the veins. What goes away from your heart and lungs are the arteries. And they're controlled by all kinds of things. They're controlled by the nerves from the low back. They're controlled by the muscular strength of the body. They're controlled by the amount of water that you put in your body. They're controlled by the amount of or the type of breathing, whether you're a belly breather, if you're, or now if you're doing some chest breathing, you're not going to push as much. So the evaluation process is simply this. If the sense of the ankle, meaning is it cold, is it hotter than it normally is? If it's cold, you're not getting circulation. If it's too hot, you may be getting an inflammatory reaction. Again, these things can come about as a result of all the things I just mentioned. If you have to think about, are you in a postural pattern? Have you been doing things differently over the last week that may have irritated that hip and leg on that side? So if you have some irritation in the hip and the back, the nerves from there, if they're irritated, can cause that swelling to occur in the leg, particularly in the ankle. You don't have to have pain. You can just have loss of function, and then the muscular system's not working the way it's supposed to. If you take your finger and you push it into the swelling and it sticks and you kind of leave a pit there for a little bit of time, that's called pitting edema. And the thing that has to be ruled out, and your physician needs to do this, is you have to rule out anything that has to do with the heart. That's why I asked you left side or right side. Take your blood pressure. See if it's, you know, if there's a difference between the right side and the left side of the body. If there's a big gap, meaning, you know, like more than 10 points difference in the top pressure between the right side and the left side, make sure that your doctor gets to see you sooner rather than later and check that out. But when, you know, in my brain, I always look at horses, not zebras first. I look at the things that are probably the most valid. And we're going to look at back pain first because the nerves go to the leg. We're going to look at the lack of water. We're going to look at injury that may have occurred to the knee or to the ankle. And then we have to look at the rest of those things as well. We look at the pitting of the swelling. We look at all those other things that we talked about. So my guess is that it's along those lines. If you've noticed any rapid heartbeat, if you notice anything like that, you know, get it checked out. And, you know, it's not something that you should ignore, particularly if it's been there that long.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, doctor. Yeah.
I hope that helps you, Charlene. Have a great day.
Let me ask you one more thing. Should I be out there walking? Is it going to help me to get a little more exercise?
Have you noticed if you move around, is the ankle worse or better when you move?
Well, when I'm on my feet, it swells.
Okay, so if you're sitting, if you're standing, if you're walking, it swells. I would still move around simply because of the fact that the mechanical movement, the contraction of your muscles is going to move that swelling, even though it has a tendency to stagnate, to be there. But I would have it checked out.
Okay.
It's you know, if you know you haven't been hurt in any way, you know that you're drinking enough water, definitely get it checked out. Have somebody you know, tell you that it's not your heart, it's not blood pressure problem and so forth. My guess is it's not those things, but you need to, you know, it's probably neurological, it's probably muscle strength or weakness. And if that's what it is, best person to fix it is a chiropractor. Charlene, thank you very much. I appreciate your phone call.
Doctor, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Colette, how can I help you, my dear? Colette, if you're there, come on back and give us another call, and we'll try to get you back online. 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. We're talking about resolutions versus commitments today. And, you know, it's not about committing you. It's about you committing to your ongoing changing body. You know, so as we said, you know, resolutions are one of those wishy-washy things that you kind of do and then you forget about. And a commitment is more specific because it changes who you are. Both are things that you promise yourself, but one is very identifiable. It's another place in life. It's something that you're moving forward. It's something that you're going to go towards, not move away from. And that's the key. You're going to move towards something, not move away from it. So, I mean, here's the deal. If you want to be able to walk, I want to be a walker. I want to go out and walk, and I want to be able to walk, you know, 2 to 3 miles every day. And I want to do it within 6 months. And I want to be, and to do that, then you break it down. I'm going to start walking 100 yards. And then I'm going to start walking a little bit more. And then to do that, I have to get a little bit more strength. I drink a little bit more water. All those things are pieces of the process of getting you to the next place. You know, I have people around me that tell me I want to do X, Y, and Z, but they're not willing to step up and do the things that are necessary on a consistent basis. See, you have to want something. Remember I said before the break that with everything that you commit to do something other than what you're doing right now and do it differently for an outcome that makes you better and stronger, there's a price that you have to pay. Are you willing to pay the price? Here's what I mean by that. Right now you have friends, and your friends want to go for a cup of coffee and a donut and sit around and talk. But you know that your legs are swollen and you got too much beam on your backside, and you've gone up, you know, 2 dress sizes or you've gone up 3 waist sizes, and you said enough's enough already. Your doctor says your blood pressure's up, your cholesterol's up, your blood sugars are up, and you want to do something about it. So do you go after the blood sugar and the cholesterol, or do you go after changing your habits? Do you go after changing what it is that caused all those other symptoms to occur? I would challenge you to say that you have to change the habit. But to change that, you have to change the attitude. And to change the attitude, you have to create a new vision in your mind about who you are and forget about what do you expect for your age. Because you can be 25 and act like a 98-year-old who's on his deathbed, or you can be 98 years old and act like you're 20 with a tremendous amount of energy. I have a patient that I treat on a fairly regular basis, and this guy is amazing. He's my hero. He's about 96 years old. He's a piece of history. He's got some back pain, and the docs at the Results Center see him, but this guy is one of the most stalwart, clear-minded, clear-headed, looking to make himself better all the time. Sarah, how can I help you?
Hi. Oh, thank you for taking the call. I think it was a bug bite. I hope you can help. Around the 14th of the month, I woke up and I didn't even know when I got it, and I felt this big round thing. It was about an inch in diameter and red, very bright red, and it was raised about a quarter of an inch. I measured it, and bright red, and then in the middle it was black, and that little round circle in the black was raised also. And it didn't hurt. I was amazed to see it. I don't know what it was. It was there for about a week. I called the doctor, who was not able to see me at the time, and I figured a picture's worth a thousand words. You know, you just have to look at it. And I'm really upset about what it is or was.
Okay, so Sarah, my first two thoughts are this. Do you still have it, by the way? Is the residual still there?
But there's still something there. It's not red. It's diminished.
Okay.
And,
how do you feel?
It is raised.
How do you feel physically?
Oh, I feel extremely nervous.
Okay.
I'm very frightened, I think.
Okay. Other than nervous, have you noticed that your energy has changed at all? Have you noticed that, you know, you're not, you know, there's any weakness in your body? Have you noticed that, you know, your mental focus, other than your nervousness, has that shifted at all?
Yes, it has.
Okay,
and
so
I'm worried, is it an insect or is it like an animal bite? I don't know what it was.
Okay.
It didn't hurt.
If the things that I would rule out, if you know, you were my patient and you presented that way, I would rule out either a spider bite, or I would rule out a tick bite, one of the two.
And well, it wouldn't be an animal like a mouse bite when I was sleeping or something like that, would it?
It's possible, but it's the way you're describing it. It still tells me that it could be one of those two things. And
how can they check it now after
There's blood work that can do that, Sarah. Go to your doctor and, you know, tell them that you want a Lyme's titer, and, you know, have him do it. And it's a real quick test. It's a blood test, but it'll come back. And this far, matter of fact, it's going to be positive, where it may not have been positive when you first did it. If you had an exposure to a tick, it's going to be there. But tell them you also want to rule out a spider bite, and then there's certain bacteria that they're going to check for. So do those things and make, you know, call your doctor tomorrow and make sure that you make that appointment, go in and get it done. You sound, you know, that you're nervous, but you also, your voice strength is pretty solid. But I would do that, get to your doctor, have them rule that out, then you'll know. Colette, how can I help you?
The back problem that I did a lot of things that's naturally, acupuncture, chiropractor, and then I did the epidural one time and it didn't work. Now I'm scheduled for surgery for February.
Okay, so Colette, let me ask you a couple quick questions because we're coming up to a break in the show. You're going into surgery. Have they actually identified a ruptured disc?
Yes.
Okay.
Not ruptured, it is bulging disc.
The bulging disc may not prove successful with surgery. It has to be herniated through. I would, if you haven't had at least two opinions on it, I would get another one. There's a couple surgeons that we work with. If you'd like a recommendation, happy to do that for you. Chiropractic care under one set of hands has certain results. Under another set of hands, it has another result. Send me a note. Go to drtomroselle@gmail.com. Okay. So it's Dr. Tom Roselle, DrTomRoselle, @gmail.com. And I will tell you who I would see, and you need to get another opinion. I would never, ever, if it was my body, I would never go under surgery unless I had at least two opinions of some of the best people that I could find. I respect my body way too much to allow anybody to just tell me, and I've been in the business way too many years to just say, you know, I got to have some surgery done. It's not okay. Send me a note, and I'll tell you who I would see if I was in your position. We'll be right back after some important messages.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Roselle here, as I am every week at 12 noon, right at the spot that you're listening to, as long as you're on the Eastern Standard Clock or Eastern Daylight Savings Time or whatever part of the year we're at. We're on the East Coast. I say that to you because I know there's so many of you that listen to me throughout the country, and we've, you know, applaud all of you for your efforts of getting up early in the morning, some of you. I know some of you are in Hawaii, and at 6 a.m., you're going to have to get up and have your coffee clutch, and or hopefully it's green tea, and listen to me, and you're all over the place. Anyway, we wish you. We even heard that some of our fighting friends are listening to us on Armed Forces Radio, and I appreciate that as well. 888-630-9625. That's how you find us here. When I'm not here, go to drtomroselle.com. That's drtomroselle.com, and you can find us. And by the way, take a look through that website. There's all kinds of things there for you. And the Roselle Center for Healing website is rosellecare.com, rosellecare.com. And tell us what you think. And don't forget our ongoing in-house continuing education programs. They're information programs for you to think, to put you in directions where you can get information that you can do more. You can go back and talk to your doctors. You can challenge them on things that, you know, that they've told you. And our goal is to get you to become an educated patient, one that you know as much about most things out there than so many of your doctors do. And not out of disrespect, but to keep them on their toes and to keep you at a place where you don't become the end product of the slings and arrows of mass medical marketing or big pharma, because it's not okay. I mean, there are times when medicine is something that you need, and sometimes it'll save your life, and that you need medical intervention. And, you know, at the end of the day, if I was out there in the middle of the street bleeding to death, trust me, I don't want me. I want somebody who's skilled. I want somebody who knows surgical intervention at the highest possible level whatsoever. But we're talking about functional practice. We're talking about neurology. We're talking about nutrition. We're talking about how to get your headspace right and get you in a place where you take control of your health and educate yourself at a level that you can make a difference for you and for your family. I don't want you to ever be blinded simply because somebody's wearing a white coat. I want you to be able to place that you can have an intelligent conversation with that person in front of you, to become a partner with them, to go shoulder to shoulder with them, and to be proactive in your health care. That's the commitment that I want for you for 2016, that I want you to claim your ageless health and ask the questions, what does that look like? And be specific. What can I do about it? And be specific. And then change everything about you, because it's going to serve you. It's going to allow you to enjoy the passage of this thing called life. Irene, thank you for being patient. How can I help you?
Hi. It's regarding alkaline water.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a filter that makes it 9.5, but I seem to be having diarrhea. Can I mix half and half with non-filtered water and get it down to 7.5? Or?
Sure, because here's the deal. You know, you got to be careful. If you go too alkaline, it can be as irritating as going too acidic. And so alkalinity is great. You know, if your body's really toxic and you go alkaline, you're going to detox. Your body's going to start dumping things out of it. You can get sick for a while. You have a little diarrhea. You have loose stool. That goes with your body's willingness to let go of the garbage, let go of the junk, so to speak. But if you're in a relatively good place, you don't want to keep, and you're eating a lot of vegetables and so forth, and you're keeping your diet relatively alkaline, by adding way too much alkaline water, you're shifting the parameter too high. Your oral pH, your mouth saliva at the same time every morning should be 7.3. Your urine pH should be somewhere between 6.9 and 7.2. If they're within that realm and that range, you don't want to shift them way too high. If they start getting up to 8, you're too high. There has to be a balance. It's like when you eat, anything that is green and colorful is generally alkaline. And if you're going to have a piece of animal product, you're going to have fish or chicken, or you're going to have turkey, you're going to have a piece of lamb, or you're going to have something like that, you want 3/4 of your plate to be alkaline so you can shift the acidity of that substance. So it's a delicate balance. If you shift too far to one side, you're going to have symptoms that are associated with it going too far to that side. If you shift it too far to the other side, then you're going to have symptoms that are associated with going too far to that side. Alkalosis is the term of your body shift to an outside source. So you have to keep it in balance. So if you're going to drink alkaline water, get yourself a pH strip and, you know, check it on the same time every day when you get up in the morning before you put anything in your mouth, no toothpaste, nothing else, and see what the pH is. And again, if 9, yeah, I'd probably bring it down. Now, if I was sick and not feeling well, you know, I would shift it up to that level for a period of time, but not to keep it there on an ongoing basis, because you're going to disrupt the balance of your electrical system, your electrolytes within your body by going too far to one side. Anyway, Irene, I hope that's useful. Be very careful always. So the short answer to your question is, yeah, I'd bring it down a little bit. And you know, it's always better to err to food than try to compensate by shoving way too much alkalinity in your body, because you're going to end up with some trouble as a result of it. You know, the program is designed to restore your ageless health. And that's the whole purpose of what we do, is try to give you as much data, as much information as we can. Health is a do-it-yourself program. It is in your hands. It is a result of all the things that you do over a period of your life called your timeline. So take control of it. Remember, you're in the driver's seat. Your health shouldn't be done to you. You should be the one that is the proactive component and all that. We'll see you next week, starting out a brand new year. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Love you all.